And Daf Kuf Gimel Amid Aleph. Before we start the memra of Rava Omar, I'd like to say over a beautiful teretz what Rabel Maskowitz said on the two kashas we had asked on Daf Kuf Gimel Amid Aleph in the beginning of the sugya. Rab Shimon ben Elazar holds that only Shulshul is mutter. And Rashi says, why is Shilshul Mutter and not Kshire? So Rashi says that Ho Adife, that Shilshul is better, Shemashmiya Esakel, through Shilshul it will be Mashmiya Kel, V'toiv Lonu, it's preferable, L'chalalas HaShabbos B'Shilshuloi L'kayim HaShmos Kel Shir Shalavim, to shilshul yibi mekayim ashmos kel shilshul avim, elachalo shabbos bekshire shi'av melochel nekayim bo shum mitzvah. So it is preferable to be mekayim shilshul than to make shire v'loi nekayim bo shum mitzvah. Loi motzi yashom akel. So Rashi says, according to Rav Shimon ben Elazar, if one makes shire, there's no mitzvah whatsoever. If there's no mitzvah whatsoever, so Rashi shouldn't say such a lashon. It's preferable to make shilshul over kshira. You're not allowed to make kshira. It's a chilul Shabbos. You're not being mekayim a mitzvah. It's a chilul Shabbos. That was one kasha we had asked, and we had asked another kasha. Rashi says in the Dibur HaMaskil, ho v'ho rabonon, and when do you make a nive if it's beroisha, and you make a nive, but be'emtza you make kshira. So Rashi says, you cannot make a nive be'emtza, she'ulmoloi oinbo loisish makoilo. You do not gain anything by making a nive be'emtza, because loisish makoilo. So therefore, in this akimtim, be'emtza you only make shire, because a nive, you won't be'emtza, a nive, we won't have a shmos koil. And the next akimtim was, that it's both cases are speaking be'emtza, and the shaila is, according to Rav Shimon, you're not allowed to make kshire, because they were geyser kshire, or to kshire be'emtza, or to kshire be'roisha. So that's why Rashi explains, u'b'raise diktoni lo'i hoyo koishro, is mid'raise, sure, you're not allowed to make kshire be'emtza, because Rav Shimon also makes kshire mizdoiche. Now the reason you don't make kshire be'emtza is because Xeri might make Shira Minatzad. So yes, the Kasha, so very good, that what the Braise says, Loihoyo Koishro, so it's good, you're not allowed to be Koisha Be'emtza. But why does he say, Ella Oinvo, what do you accomplish with the Anive, if Rashi said before, Anive Be'emtza does not create Ashmosko? These were the two Kashas we had asked yesterday. So Rebel Maskowitz said that the Emerson, there are two Halachas. The Gemara in Erchin, Daf Yud Gimel Amud Beis, brings down psukim of the amount of nimin we need on a kinner. One man the Yomar says that the kinner needs seven nimin. Seven nimin we learn out soiva smochis al tikra soiva el sheva. B'mayis HaMashiach there'll be eight nimin. Lamitzeich ben Ginis al Hashminis. Lost it, lovoi, there'll be 10 nimin. So we learn now from psukim the amount of nimin that is necessary for a kinner. So it could be there's a double purpose to be kosher the nimin when it was nifsike. One purpose is, if let's say if you had 6 nimin and the 7th was nifsak, so you have a posel akinner. This is a kinner with 6 nimin. So you have to be kosher the kiner in order to have a kiner shall sheva nimin. That's why you have to be kosher it. So memele, it's your mashmiya kel, nit mashmiya kel, but if kol zman you won't be kosher the kiner, the nima of the kiner, you don't have a kiner, you have a posel a kiner. So memele, therefore there's a chiev to be kosher it. Now, there's a besondere shaila. Rav Shimon ben Elazar said, but since the lashon of Rashi is that he holds that you should make shilshul because if you'll make shira lo nekayim bo shum mitzvah, he means with this nima we won't be mekayim any mitzvah. That means we won't be able to play on this nima. So memele, if we're being mechalo Shabbos Taivisai to fix the kino, so let's make that the Nima should be able to be mashmiya kol, so be mekayma mitzvah with it. Like this, it's the only accomplishment of the Nima is that it's machshir the kino, but not be mekayma ni mitzvah. But thus, this alone, to have a kosher kino, is also doiche Shabbos. Because like this, yoloni eva kino shoshi shaninim, which is apostle kino. And therefore, as for Enfeld, the other kasha also, that we had asked, why do you have to make anive? For the anive, it's not mashmiya keil. So in the chanami, it's not mashmiya keil, but al kaponim, you need anive in order to make it a kino shel shiva nimin. It's a little mechudishtik that the shir nimim is not totally in a nima of ashmoas keil. That means, let's say, if you'll put in a nima bechlal that is not bekoyach to be mashmiya kol, you put in, let's say, a rubber band or something that is not bekoyach to be mashmiya kol, is that called a kiner shel shiva nimim? But could be this is a mean that's royal mashmiya kol, but peil it's not the mashmiya kol. Could be this is better. But al kaponim, it is zichem sachoshev mahalach to understand pshat and rashi. Now let us start from the last line of the Gemara. Rava Omar Rabbi Lezer. We had a problem. We had a stire with our Mishnah Neirivin with the Mishnah Psochem. The Mishnah Neirivin says, Chaytchen Yeboilus Ben Mikdosh, the one is permitted to be cut off, biyad, a wart from a kolben in the Mikdosh. That's what it says in our Mishnah. In the Mishnah in Psochem it says, Chatiches Yevaltai is not Toiche Shabbos. So Rava comes with such a teretz. Rava Omar Rabbi Lezer, that our Mishnah that says that one is permitted to cut a yeveles, that's going according to Rabbi Lezer. The Omar Machshirei Mitzvah Deichin Es HaShabbos. He holds Machshirei Mitzvah Es Deichin Shabbos. Even though the wart was before Shabbos, and there was Efshel HaSoysim Erev Shabbos, but Rabbi Lezer holds that the Machshir HaMitzvah for Efshel HaSoysim Erev Shabbos is also Deich HaShabbos. It's very modern that Achroinim asks, so it comes out that we have two Mishnayis, one next to the other, the Rishash, the Keroneire asks, Koshren Nima B'Migdash is going according to the Tana that holds that only if it's Nifsak B'Shabbos. And right afterwards, we have the next Mishnah, according to Rove, that's going according to Rabbi Lezer. And the heter is because Mechshirei Kolben is Deiche Shabbos, and it's speaking about Afilu Ayevelis, that was the Erev Shabbos. So it's very modern, the Reish is the Rabbonon, and Sefer Rabbi Lezer, the Kerner and the Rishash, Amoira, the Saor Anron. Abar Koponim, Rava says that our Mishnah is going according to Rabbi Lezer, that Me'ikar Adin Machshirei Mitzvah Deichen Es HaShabbos, so Me'ikar Adin Afilu Akli would be Mutter, Moide Rabbi Lezer, the Kama De'efshel Ishnuye Mishaninim. But Rabbi Lezer holds, even though Me'ikar Adin, one may do a Moloche De'raise, but one should be Mahadar to be Mishana, if it's one can accomplish with doing an Isser de Rabbonon, he can accomplish, he'll have the same accomplishment, so one should be mahadel to do an Isser de Rabbonon. So therefore, es chaytchen yabeles b'migdosh, avoloi b'medine. B'kli kan v'kan osa, because one should be mishane. That is the svar of Rabbi Lezer. Agav uche, the Goyin Yaakov says, amir de kevot. The Goyin Yaakov says, that means till now we were learning a svore that it's not going according to Rabbi Lezer. It's going according to Chachomim, and they were matter the shvus. The shvus they were matter for some reason. Shvus migdosh be migdosh itiru. That was Rabbi Yosef's teret. They were matter a shvus. It was matter the shvus, it's not ain't shvus b'migdosh. So he said, now we're saying it's going according to Rabbi Lezer, and it goes to out the gather of machshirei mitzvah is doiche Shabbos, but in the din of machshirei mitzvah, one should be mahadar to be mishane. So he says, there's a mordik and nafkamina between these two mahalchem. If you learn ain't shvus b'migdosh, Ain't shvus b'middash. That means b'middash, there's no iser d'rabbonah. So he says, what if you have 100 behemoths to be makre for the tamid, and you have one with a yibailas? So ain't shvus b'middash. If I want to use this for the tamid, I can use it. What am I doing wrong? A shvus, ain't shvus b'middash. Shilad l'chatchila to do this. According to Rabbi Lezer, the halacha that machshir in mitzvah is doich Shabbos, the whole din is davke if without the heter of machshir, without the chilul Shabbos, without the dichui, you won't be able to do the mitzvah. That means if he doesn't have an izbul, so he wants to make a milah, so the shaila is either you make an izbul or there won't be a bris. That's the tutzdodim. So Rabbi Lezer holds that one is permitted to be mechalo Shabbos, a fellow with a melacha d'iraisa, in order to make the bris. But the heter is only if without this there won't be a bris. So he says, so according to Rav's Teretz, Rabbi Lezer is not going with ein shvus, the heter is not ein shvus b'migdash. Takert, we're going according to the chomim would be also, since it's epshel asoysa me'erim Shabbos, would be also taker. And the whole letter is according to Rabbi Lezer. So according to Rabbi Lezer, that we are only speaking about a case that you have one behemoth that can be used for the Talmud, and this behemoth has a wart. So now the shaila is, can you cut off this wart, yes or no? So according to Rabbi Lezer, that machshir mitzvah is doiche Shabbos, so you can cut off this wart, me'ikar adin with a keli, and Mika Adin with a keli, and al the halacha the efshel shni mishaninin, you make it biyab. Let us just see Rashi again. Rav Oma hovah biyad ki da Oma. Both Mishnahs are speaking about biyad. The bekli lekalu ukmi lipsochim. You can't say that the Mishnah Psochim is speaking about bekli. Mishum halacha. Vahovah bilach. And both are speaking about a lach. The Ibiyeveishem lemitzah bekli. Elamas nisan diktoni shvus tefshalom esmel mitri mikami machshirim mitzvah. Our Mishnah that is speaking about a shvus that was efshalom esmel is going to Rabbi Lezer. The polygnami allah the hid psachim. He holds the case in psachim. Also, you're allowed to take off the word. Where do we see this svara that according to Rabbi Lezer that holds that machshirei mitzvah doiche Shabbos, if it is in any way possible to avoid a malacha d'raisa, one avoids malacha d'raisa. So Gemara says, the Sanya, we learned a b'raisa. Koyin sha'ol sha'ol yiboilas. That a koyin that had a wart, chaveiroi chaitcha loy b'shino. So the chaver bites it off with his teeth. So now, there are two halachas in this b'raisa. B'shinov in b'kli loy. That the chav is only permitted to do with bishinov, not with a keil. One halacha. Another halacha, chaveirai in, ihu loy. And the chav is permitted to do it, and he himself is not permitted to bite it off. Now let us see Rashi. Mayhi, minot taimre, the moide Rabbi Lezer, the kamo da efshe lishni mishaninin, the sanya, koyin sha'olsa boyi boyus. Bishinov in, so now Rashi explains what is pshat in this halach. The shvusu. B'shinov is a shvus. B'kli loy. But a kli is also. V'afilu b'shinov chavei rayein v'yu loy. Now what is the difference between chavei roy and him? If both of them are using the teeth. The chavei roy loy misakin loy shaken. The chaver is not misakin by biting with his teeth. So therefore, by the chaver, it's an iser d'rabbonah. Now let's go a little further. We'll see what Rashi is saying. Vochi yama b'mesach Shabbos v'perik hamatzniy. The pligi Rabbi Elezer v'rabbonon b'neitel tzipoynov zu bezu. A person is taking off his nails. He's taking off one nail with another nail. Oy b'shinov, or he's biting off the nails. שרב אלעזר מחייב חטוס. רב אלעזר מחייב החטוס על סגויזס. דת דרך גזיזה. וחכומים אויסרים משום שבוס. נכון מסיינו, דת נת דרך גזיזה, דרך גזיזה דווקא בקהילי. וכים נהוסם דחים מחייב רב אלעזר. דוד רב אלעזר says, את קונסידרד דרך גזיזה, Benoito la'atmoi. That's tafke if he's biting off his own nails, because he can do a very good job on his own nails. Aval l'chaveiroi, but if one is biting Yenim's nails, so they can't do a good job, it's a batlonish job. So memele divrahakel poto, so it's only osa midarabon. So memele, so let's make a cheshbenoi sevenik. So according to Rabbi Lezer, it's beautiful, this haloche. That means this haloche, They were matter that a chaver should take off the yevoilus. So what is pshat? So pshat is, he can't take it off because bahim it's a deraisa. Rabbi Lezer holds, b'atmoy piv is a deraisa, is a deraisa. And only the chaver can bite it off. Now, if it's going according to Rabbi Lezer, so Rabbi Lezer holds that machshire mitzvah is deiche Shabbat. So kocher, you see this yesod that heichel the yochel l'shana is a mishanina. But now the Gemara is going to speak out the Cheshbon. The Gemara, money. Who is this Baraisa going, according to? Elaim Barabonon. If it's going according to the Rabbonon. Now, the Rabbonon hold, Beshinov, Afilu, by he himself, it's also Adarabon. Elaim Barabonon, Ubemigdosh, Kivin the Omri Rabbonon, Baal Mishim Shum Shvus. So why is it Mutan the Migdosh? Because since the Rabbonon hold, all the time Shina Bizashvus. Is Hoche is a summer mailer therefore it's mutter. So it's mutter because Shina Bizashvus Vain Shvus Bemigdosh. Is Hocha Soy Bazoi Mali Hu Mali Chavere. So why does it say in the Baraisa that Davke the Chava should bite it off? Let him bite it off. What's the difference in the Chava? When he bites it off, it's also on the Rabbonim. Because they hold Shinov is at the Rabbonim. So let him bite off his own yabelis. Why does he have to be matrich the chava to do it? Elolav, Rabbi Lezer, sal kochoch. If we differentiate between him and the chava, we say he's not allowed to. The chava is allowed to. So pshat like this. No, Rabbi Lezer, is baal mechayiv chatos. If he'll bite it off, is a chayiv chatos. Och, ha'afol gav, demach shirei mitzvah. It's a mele, so that's why he shouldn't do it. And the chava should do it. Och, for God, the Machshirei Mitzvah Doichenes HaShabbos, even though Rabbi Lezer holds Machshirei Mitzvah Doichenes HaShabbos, so why do you tell the Chava to bite it? Why do they let him bite it? Or let the Chava take a keli? Machshirei Mitzvah Doichenes HaShabbos. So we see the Yesoid, Kamadev Shalishnuyim Mishaninam. So we see Kamadev Shalishnuyim Mishaninam. Zogt Rashi. Money, ho de komar bekli loy uba atzmoy loy. So who is the Tana of this Baraisa? Ilay merabonon da omri marshirei mitzvah loy dochu avmoloche. If you say it's going according to the rabonon, that say marshirei mitzvah loy dochu avmoloche. Pashmi inon de shvus dochu. And they are telling us the shvus dochu kigoin bishinov, and it was going according to Rabban. And they're telling us that the shvus is doiche kigoin bishinov bechaveiroi uchigoin. Now, why according to the Rabban would it be mutar al shvus? Because also loy b'shabbos layev shloy lemishkalei meyasmoil. So memeile, so why do you need davke the chava? Kiv no merabon l'gabi dobo horishus, the noita la'atzmai zu bezoi b'shini v'en kan ela mishum shvus. So, och, the keshori b'chaveire mishum shvus, here we're mata the chava mishum shvus, the migdosh. So the same reason you're mata the chava, lishtere nami la'atzmai, the iu gufi nami shvusu. According to him, if he'll bite it, it's also a shvus. Ela lav rabbi lezeri. Going according to what? Zaba benoitul b'shinov la'atzmoi da'alme sheloi le'mitzvah d'chayiv chatos. That all, if he takes it himself, he's chayiv chatos. B'shimochi ochinami kivin de'efshel b'chaveiroi ochinami kivin de'efshel b'chaveiroi la'bishvus lo'y sherinu le'le'mitchayov melocha le'mishkele le'namshay. So since if he'll bite off the yibolus, he'll be at the raisa. If the chav will bite it off, it's at the rabbana. Memele, we say that the chav should bite it off. Ah, for gav domer Rabbi Leza, machshirei mitzvah doichen of meloche. Kamadev shelishnuyei mishaninon. So we have a raya to the yisoid of Rovet. Now, that's not me from this Gemara, and later we'll see Klora, but that's me from here, there's also a raya, not like the Rishash. Yesterday we had mentioned the Rishash, that Rishash was chilek on Rashi. Rashi says, Chaticha Shia Yeboilis is a tilde of Gzize, and the Rishash time that it's not a tilde of Gzize, because the whole ghetto of Gzize is dafke dover, that's something that grows kaseida, that's melechas gziza. But to tear off or to cut off part of the skin, that's not melechas gziza. He brought a raya from the Gemara by Mila, when speaking about, the Gemara speaks about the why you need a heter, that Mila's doicha Shabbos, the Gemara says, mekalke b'chabura chaye. The whole Isser the Gemara found was the Isser of chabura, of chayvel. The Gemara doesn't speak about the Isser of gziza. So he wants to say that if one takes off a piece of meat or a yevelis, the iser is not gziza, the iser is tak chavola. Now from here we see already the Gemara was medame by chatichas yevelis, the Gemara was medame the machloikis Rabbi Elezer and the chachamim by goizis. This is a machloikis by goizis. Are you chayiv by goizis bepeh? And melechis goizis is a machloikis. Rabbi Lezer holds Goizis Bepeh is Chayiv, and the Chachamim hold Goizis Bepeh is not Chayiv. And the Gemara is Medamas. According to Rabbi Lezer here, Chatichas Yevelis Bepeh is Adaraisa. According to the Chachamim, Chatichas Yevelis Bepeh is Adarabona. I mean, L'chayre, from here alone, we have a Shtikol Raya, Mayim Shmita Leitzar Al-Sina. They were speaking about Melechus Goizis. He was speaking about Melechus Chayvul. You have to know how can one be Medama one to the other. Later we'll see Dachsame Aklora Raya that it's Taka. Maybe one can say it's no difference to Shailas if you do things with your mouth. It's no chilik if it's Goizis, if it's Chayvel. But later we'll see Taka that from the Rashi and Stratton the Gemara, it's Muchach that we're speaking about Melechus Goizis. Al Koponim, that was Rav's Raya. So Rav said, according to the Chachamim, there is no way we can understand the Baraisa why he is not permitted to bite off the Yevoilus. The same heter shvus, ain't shvus b'migdash, that applies by the Chava, applies by him also. So Kochoch is going according to Rabbi Elezer, that holds that if he'll bite it off, it's a Baraisa, and therefore only the Chava is permitted to bite it off. So the Gemara says, Loi, Lo'oilam Rabbonon. It's going according to the Rabbonon. Ah, according to the Rabbonon, so why can he bite it off? He says, Enochanami. He also bekreisoi ochinami. If the yabailus would grow in a place that he could bite off by himself, bekreisoi ochinami. So Melotaki wouldn't say that someone else should bite it off. Here it is speaking about that the Yevoilus is either on his back or on his elbow. One of the two. Now the Rishash Mutzitzich, what's this also loy neshiche? We're speaking about a Yevoilus over here. One Malach, he wants to make a grais. That it's also Yevoilus, no, it's not a Lishna de Gemara. The Gemara in Shavuos mentions, the Gemara wants to say, the Gemara wants to speak about a case that one could be Mechayev Momin, a fellow without Eideria, if two people went into a room, and you see one is bitten in his back, so Mamelus, Hakoch, he didn't do it, Hakoch, the other one did it. That's ADD without ADRI. The Gemara, that's a Loshna Gemara, also in the Shicha Begabi Betzili Yod, which wants to say it's a Rita Saloshan, but really the Gemara means also a Yeboilus. Anyway, so the Gemara says, so Fakert, so you're asking Akasha why he can't do it, because it's in a place where he can't do it, Beshino. Let us see Rashi. Loilam Tabot. So Moses says, no, it's not right from this Barais. Loilam Rabot. And it could be the Rabbi Lezer, according to Rabbi Lezer, loy boy shino. You don't need a shino. Vafilu la'atzmoy, it'll also be mutter. Vafilu bekli shori. According to Rabbi Lezer, this barais zicha doesn't make sense, because he can do it bekeili. The kasha la rabbonin, yes, the kasha, according to the rabbonin, kivin the noita la'atzmoy nam yishvu, so nishkala ilu nafshe, so let him take it off himself. So Gemara says, "Ida also le bekreisei mokem shef shaloi litlo biyodo ebishino v'achinami." So Taka would take it off himself. Ari gasline. So Memele, so it's speaking about also le begaboy oy batzila yodo. Now Meforshim amoire batzila yodo, he could take it off biyodo. He can't take it off bishino, but biyodo he could take it off. Chapson shes, so he chapton chaveiro, it'll be something that he can't take off Beshina, but the chaveiro could take off Beshina. Yeah, al kaponim, so the Gemara wants to say that is going according to the Rabbon. Frag the Gemara, ve'i Rabbonon, if it is going according to the Rabbonon, and you're telling me that he can't take it off, let's speak about Gabon. He can't take it off. So the chave has to take it off. Fact the Gemara nishkelei nelei biyat. Why doesn't the chava take it off with his hands, with his fingernails? Why does the chava have to bite it? Why did the Tana specify biting over taking off biyat? And the kasha, according to the Rabbanon, according to the Rabbanon, since yad is a shvus, so let him take it off with the yad. And the tivshoit, and if it would say in the Baraisa that he takes it off biyad, the tivshoit the Rabbi Elazar. So then I could be poishit Rabbi Elazar's amemre. The Omar Rabbi Elazar machlokes biyad avol bekeili divrei hakel chay. Now, and let's just be magdim. There's a Gemara in Shabbos that says as follows. The Mishnah in Shabbos says that Rabbi Lezer holds anoito tzipolnov zu bezu aybishinov Rabbi Lezer's mechayev. That's his form of Rabbi Lezer. The Chachomim say yopoto. That's what it says. Then it says further al yidei acher. I feel according to Rabbi Lezer yopoto because he can't be misak. Fine. That's the whole. So what we have in the Mishnah is that Rabbi Lezer holds b'shinov oy b'yodoy is chayiv, and the Chacham amol b'shinov b'yodoy is poter Rabbi Lezer. So Rabbi Lezer comes, Rabbi Lezer, the Amira Rabbi Lezer comes and says as follows: that when did the Chachamim hold your poter davke b'yodoy b'shinov? Aber b'kli yechayiv, b'kli yechayiv. And what is the chiddush? Because it'd be a mockim to think maybe the Chachamim hold b'chlal. That is, oh, the Hochi and Geises is only Bitzemer. I think that is Rashi. I don't know Pshat and the Chachamim. Could be the Chachamim hold Batsem that there's Derech Ziza Bepeh Biyad. No, they hold that there's no Hochi and Geises Bechlalan Tziponayim and Tzaris. The Hochi and Geises is only by Tzemer. So, according to that, Afilu Bikli, it also be Potter. So Rabbi Lezer says no, that is not Pshat in the Chachamim. Pshat the Chachamim is they hold Yesh Kziza B'Seyer U'B'Tziponayim. The whole reason you're Potter is because it's Shaloi Kederech, it's B'Yad B'Shinav, or B'Bekele Yechai. So the Gemara says, if you tell me it's going according to the Chachamim, so the Beraisa should have said as follows. The Beraisa should have said that Chaveiroi Noitlo B'Yodo. That's what the Beraisa should have said. Now if the Beraisa says Chaveiroi Noitlo B'Yodo, so now I see biyodo and mikli loy. So I see Rabbi Lezer's yisod. The price is biyodo. So I would be able. So first of all, the halach is iskalten because biyodo is muta because in shvus b'migdash. Number two, I see Rabbi Lezer's halach from over yodo and kli loy. So memele, so the Beraisa is telling me a clear cut halach, and I in the way the Beraisa is phrasing it. The way the Beraisa tells me now the halacha, that he takes it bishinov, so tells me bishinov and biyodov loy, So it's not right to Rabbi Lozo, because Yodov is also awesome in the Rabbanan. So I don't know why Yodov is not. So it set up a very modern halacha. So if it is going according to the Rabbanan, the Beraisa was phrased wrong. The Beraisa should have said, B'yodov, B'rabbanan nishkalei nele b'yad, let the Chava take it off b'yad. V'tivshei de Rabbalos, and from this Beraisa of Arayet Rabbalos, Dome Rabbalos, Machloik is b'yad, al bekele divrakul chai. Let us see Rashi. Hochi gasi. V'i Rabbanan lishkalei nele b'yad, V'tivshei de Rabbalos. Kloima. He amret b'shloima, Yame b'shloim Rabbi Lezer, if you'll say that the Mishnah is going to go to Rabbi Lezer, and mishum shinui mituk me shapir k'may shetaz l'kama, in the whole reason the Chava bites it, so I have a teretz why he should bite it and not take it off b'yodov. We'll see later why. Elo, Yame Rabbonon, but if you're telling me the price is going according to the Rabbonon, v'tayma de bekli loy, mishum de machshirin loy dochu av melochim, the time of the Bikli Loi Mishum the Marshir and Loi Dochu Av Moloche the Rabbonon Ashvus Hu the Mahadrim, and the Rabbonon a Kli is not good because Marshir is not Toich the Rabbonon Ashvus Hu the Mahadri then hey the Yugufi Mishan is Lay, so that what he himself cannot take off the what you told me a Teret Loi Efshel Mishkala, he can't take it off the Begabayu. It's on his back. But why doesn't the Baraisa tell me this Chiddush that the Chava can take it off B'yad? Because Yad is also a Shvus. So what would I gain if he would tell me Yad? So if he would tell me Yad, it would be very good. Then I'd learn two halachas. Chode de machshirin shvus dochu. That a shvir that the chachamim all the machshirin which is a shvus is doiche. V'loi av meloche ki de mash melon ashti. This halach I know also now. Aba v'oi chamin. Mino. Midishori lei biyad v'loi bekeili. So I would learn the halach ol ki de rabbalozos. I would learn that the halach is like a balozo. So then, if he would say, Biyad en avol bekli loy, so then I would learn from this price, the member of Rabbi Loza, that Biyad, bekli yechayev chatos. The chashvina lay told the geizes as atzema, shuchaytech min amechubel abalechayim. Avol hashte, but now the way the Beraisa phrased the heta, that it is muta b'shinim lematzina lemivshita minei ulamedik, the ha to be medayik, the ha de bekli loy mishum dav maloch, and I can't be medayik. The ha b'yad namish musum loy kashori loy, because now that it says davke b'shinov, so it says yad is also awesome. So if yad is awesome, fakochoch. So it's not out because it's an av maloche. So fakert. So it's very unclear now. So it would have been preferable to say yad to be megale that yad is a shvus and a kli is a deraisa. And be right Rabbi Loza that is a ding zize bekeli. So lechay from this gemara dachsim is klon. I like the rishash. We see klon from this gemara that the chiyah vayaveles is out geizes. Vakert the gemara says if it would say that bekli is also zarayt Rabbi Loza. Rabbi Loza. So lechay according to rishash, my shmita leitzar alsina. Rabbi Loza had a hava mina that geizes applies only betzema. And here we're telling me that kli is also. Yeah, kli is also atzchayvul. So mein Schmidt letzter aus Sinai. So Kocher, you see from this Gemara, Taka the way Rashi said, Keseide, that the Issa Geuses applies by Yevelis also, like the Gemara, so it should have said in the Bereise, Biyad in, Bekli Loi, and I would know everything. Frag the Gemara, good. So it doesn't go according to the Chachomet. Ule Taimeh, Ule Abeleza Nami Lishkeli, Nele Biyad, why does it say this diik that you had? This diik what you had, that the Chachomim that the Chachamim should have said he's permitted to take it off biyad. This is Akasha and Rabbi Lezer also. Lishkele nele biyad. So the Gemara says, hi, Mike, that's not Kasha. According to Rabbi Lezer, that's not Kasha. Yamrit bishloime Rabbi Lezer, if the Barais is going to Rabbi Lezer, hainu de gozer yad otokei. So then, yad is also not permissible, because it was gozer yad otokei. But if it's going according to the Rabbonon, Nishkelei Nele Biyad Vesulei Midi. So this is a Raya, Brure, that it is going according to Rabbi Lezer. Let us see Rashi. That the way you're learning Pshat, that the reason the Chava is to take it off is Al Shinui. He can't take it off. Vim it's a daraisa. But the Chava takes it off al shine, nishkele nele biyat. Why can't the Chava take it off biyat? The ike shine, the maida rabbalez, the benoita la chaveira shine alushvus. Mo says it's no kash. Yamrit pishloime rabbi eleze. If you say it's going according to rabbi eleze. So according to rabbi eleze, legabe machshire mitzvah, shvus ve iser di eraisa heter mashvilu. When it's machshirei mitzvah, and it's a d'oraisa is mutter, a shvus is mutter, everything is a davar mutter. V'taima. So why does Rabbi Elezer say that you have to make a shinui? Mishum de'efshel shinuyim mishaninam. That we're mishane alt frumkeit, not mi'ikaradin. Mi'ikaradin is a isa d'oraisa is also mutter. But we're mishane alt frumkeit. Is memele, if you're going with frumkeit, ki heichede sheminen me'ov meloche, l'shvus, m'sheninen nami m'shvus achmura, l'shvus akala. That means if you're going with frumkeit, you're not going me'iker adin. If you're going with frumkeit, so memele is, so therefore we are mahadel to be mishana with a shvus akala. Hilkach yad chamura m'shinayim. Therefore, yad is more chomo than shinayim. The uchei behochi. V'doyme lekli. V'kele mikzabo tve yad oto keli. So therefore, yad is taka osa. Ale yi rabonon. So memele. So that's good if it's going to go in parabolas. Ale yi rabonon. V'tamayu. They're not going out from kite. V'tamayu mishum da'av meloch eloi mitri. According to the chachomim, why is a keli osa? V'kadin a keli is osa. Because machshir mitzvah is not toich Shabbos, is lama lohu la duri ashvus koldu. So why did they? So that what yad is mutter is because mikradin and shvus b'mikdash. So if you're going mikradin, you're now going with frumkeit. So why do you have to jump to shinov? So memele who adin yad should be mutter. So yad should be mutter. V'suleke lakshu yemidi. That is the Raya of Rove, that Rabbi Lezer holds, that what? That Heichad Evshel Shnuyei Mishanina. Mali Hu Mali Chaveri. Zok Taisut. Bim Toima. He says, the Gemara asked Akashe, according to the Rabbonon, is the Shvus is Mutter, so why Davke, in according to the Rabbonon, when he bites it off, it's also a Shvus, so why do you say the Chavish bite it off? But Taisach HaBalazah Miniche, Boloi Shori Hoche Elo Bishino, here it was only Mater Bishino. He's saying it's going according to HaBalazah, Mahei Chadika Lashana Is Mishanina. So Memele, so, but according to HaBalazah, it's also Shver. Why? The Mishnah, you're saying our Mishnah is going according to Rabbi Lezer. Now, by our Mishnah, it says, our Mishnah is Mata Biyat, because it says, a Kli is also, or not a Kli, everything that's not a Kli is Mutter, so comes that Yad is also Mutter. So, the Rabbi Lezer that says that you have to be Mishane, the Shini does not have to be a Shini Bishinov. It could be a shini biyad also, and here it says bishinov. So Mamela doesn't go according to Rabbi Lezer also. That's the Gemara's kasha. Rabbi Lezer miniche v'olei shori yoche ela bishinov, u'bemas nisin shori biyad, midiktoni im bekli kan v'kan osa mashmoho biyad shori. יש לו אימא, זה טייסס הזוי. לא, דגבי בהימא דיקה מיוס לחתך בשינוב, לגבי בהימא, to bite off a wart from a בהימא בשינוב, that's most. Is להוצרחו לחתך בשינוב, אלא ביד. So ממילא, so this is not a stira trouble as in the Mishnah. Abelaz in the Mishnah was speaking about a wart of a koyin, so it's not so most, so then fakel. So, I'm sorry, Abelaz in the Mishnah, which is speaking about a wart of a behemoth, which is most, so then the halacha is, you have to take, you have to take it off Bishina, you can take it off Biyoda. Asha'en came here, was speaking a wart of a koyin, so Mamela here, he was machma, that you should be Mishana to the furthest extreme and take it off Bishina. Vimtaima, fractaisis, vehechi matzina la meima, liva da rabbeloza, deichad efshle shni mishanim. You tell me, amoyer dike chumre, rabbeloza, who's make on holds machshire mitzvahs deiche Shabbos, but if you could be mishani, you mochiv to be mishan. Vakama, bepeikim lehevi, the gmatzas rabbeloza da mile, the mevi sakin loma la filoderche shusarab, Afogav Devshlushni Abi Derch Gagis Vakafifis Vachatzeres. The Gemara says they brought a sack in Derch Gagis Kafifis Vachatzeres. The Loi Kirabi Eleza. That was not Albatish Rabbi Eleza. Rabbi Eleza, it should have brought it Babashus Arab. So Lachaira, you see, claw that Rabbi Eleza, the whole Machshir and Mitzvah is Deiche Shabbos, there's no hider at all to be Mishan. If Akadi was Makpit, they should have brought it Babashus Arab. יש לאימא, so Taisa answers as follows. The Hosam Mekatzel Balke Leilich Delche Shusarab. There the Medubah was, if you carry the Ismail under the Shusarab, the bris will be 9 o'clock. If you can go Derech Gages Vekafifis Vechatzeres, the bris will first start 9:30. So Memeile, so Fakel, so to be Mevater, Al Frize Magdimi Le Mitzvist, to be Maacha, the bris, is Meir Bendek Makpit, Fakel. Here you can accomplish the same thing what I'm doing b'keili, you can accomplish b'yad, moide rabbe lezer the mishaninen. Here, you should be mishan. She'olso loy neshicha b'gabi. Teime. So the Gemara says, it really is going according to the Rabbono. According to the Rabbono, why can he bite it off himself? Because he can't bite it off himself. It's also like Neshicha Begabe. So we made a modna ikimte. We made an ikimte. He can't bite it off himself. So to tell me that Yana should bite it off. So don't speak about such a war. Speak about a war that going to also be mocking Shiyachalu ba'atzmei litel. So why did he speak about such a modern case to tell me it's muta yidei acha? Let him tell me a bigger chiddush. It's muta yidei atzmoi, and that's a bigger chiddush. Even though it's not kalacha yad. V'yesh loyma. Yiloy ashminu b'chaveiro yavasal kedai toch deloy sharinu l'chavrei litol kedai sheyavit chaveiro. So he says, no. He says, if he would tell me that Atzmoy is Mutter, so I would think Chaveiroi is not Mutter. Now let's be mamtik this. We mentioned before the Goyin Yaakov says, according to the Chachomim, the Heter of Ein Shvus B'Migdosh is speaking about it, until you have 100 Kahanim that can do the Avoide, Ein Shvus B'Migdosh, I can go and take the wart off this coin. So now I would think like this. I would think, listen, al tzeirech avoide, we have 99 kahanim which are mukhan to do the avoide. Now there was a whole fight in the sichsuch in the Beis Hamikdash, who's going to do the avoide? Now we have this 100th kohen who also wants to do the avoide. So the mele, he wants to do it gesuntheit, but I should be mechalo Shabbos because of him. He wants to do it. So I would think that I'm not allowed to do it. It's not a tzorech avoide. He have other kahanim also. So be shloime if he wants to bite it off himself. So good. So he wants to do the mitzvah. So it's a tzorech mitzvah. But for me to bite off his wart, for me it's not a tzorech mitzvah. I mean, there's a mitzvah that he should do it. If he won't do it, someone else will do it. So I would think, okay, that's beautiful, according to Goyin Yaakov, since there's 99 other kahanim, so I would think I'm not allowed to do it. So that's why the Mishnah said, the Braisa spoke about a case that he can't bite it off.
to tell me the Chiddush that what that I'm permitted to buy the Dabar. Frek the Marshoa Kashe, so Lechayra, what was Taisus Kashe? Taisus Kashe was, he should tell me a bigger Chiddush that he could buy it off his own wood. Let's put the wood in a place that it's accessible for him to buy it off. And tell me that he can buy it off. That's a big Chiddush. So Taisus wants to tell me a Chiddush that Yenny can buy it off. Frek the Marshoa, so tell me that both can buy it off. Fakel. So I'll know both Chiddushim. I'll know one Chiddush that he can buy it off even though it's not Kalacha Yad, because I'll know that the Chava can bite it off also. Why do they have to say that it's in a place where he can't get to it? Zik the Marsha, you know, if he can bite it off, then the Chava is not allowed to do it. Then Zichav was that was a Chavain mission. Fakert, to make you able to do the mitzvah, bite it off yourself. I should do it for you. So Fakert, so if he can bite it off, Zik the Marsha, La Aloche, the Chava is not permitted to do it. So the Baraita wanted to tell me this Chiddush, that the Chava is permitted to do it, so therefore the Baraita had to speak about such a word that he can take it off, and then the Chava is permitted. That's the Marshal. Hochi Garsinen, Bihi Rabbonon, so now the Gemara asked, if it's going according to Rabbonon, Nishkelei Biyad, so let the Chava take it off Biyad, V'tiv Sheit Rabbalos, Perish. Shaminim in Eitarti, Chod, the Marshire Mitzvah, Leidochu Av Malochet. Boy, the Shaminim, the Bekli, Moide, the Chayiv Chathos. Avalash, the Mitzvah, the Mifshit, the Medik, the Bekli, Loi, Mishim, Dav Malochet, he, the Abiyad, Namishvusu, the Loi, Kashov. El, Yamar, Rabbi Lezer, so the Gemara says, according to Rabbi Lezer, it's good, because, according to Rabbi Lezer, they assered Yad also. Just like when Mishan from Mamaloch Lishvus, Mishinami, Mishvus Chomel Lishvus Takam. Eliyamat Rabon, Lomalo Laduri Ashvus Koldu. Vichsha Sarmi Kutzi, Damai Nechele Lemevet Halchokel Rabbelezer, Tveimel. You're going with Frumkeiten, so you have to go all the way. According to Rabon, it's not going with Frumkeiten. But the Sarmi Kutzi, the Taisis did not like this. This teretz. So he asks it for Akasha. So he asks it doesn't make sense. The teretz, the he anisenes. Ali b'de Rabbonon, according to the Rabbonon, yesh lahatel kol shvus. You can be matter all shvusim leinofik minei chulbe, because the kilkul won't come out. Give me this, lo de mishum hech shaloi dechin in Shabbos. They hold Machshirim Mitzvah not Teich HaShabbos. So if you be Mater HaShavus, you can know that only a Shavus will be Muta. There's nothing to worry about. Aber Rabbi Lezer, this is like the Machshirim Teich. Miyev Shebishinu Lishni Mishanin, and Yeshlan Olach Zach HaShavus HaKash, La Yovel, La Hatir Bolo Yishini, Be'ev Shelishnui. That means like this. According to Rabbi Lezer, there are times when one is permitted to do a Malacha D'Raisa. So we know he's Mater to a Malacha D'Raisa. So in a case, where it's Efshel Shnui, we have to be machma to the furthest extreme to make sure people shouldn't do a malacha deraisa. Because they know, according to Rabbi Lezer, it's permissible to do a malacha deraisa. They won't differentiate. According to the Chachomim, everyone knows the heter is ein shvus b'migdash. So there's nothing what to worry about. According to Rabbi Lezer, there is what to worry about. Because I know the Maisa Rabbi Lezer is mater a malacha deraisa. And in certain instances, it's muta malacha deraisa. So I would say here it's also muta malacha deraisa. So if here I want to make sure that they won't be either malacha deraisa, so I have to go to the other extreme and only do a shvus kal, not a shvus chal. Zog the Gemara weiter. Zog the Mishnah. Koyin shaloka be'etzboi. A koyin that he banged himself on his finger. Koyrech ole o gemi b'migdosh. She's koyrech ole gemi b'migdosh. Avoloi b'medina. So b'migdosh he's allowed to wrap a gemi. And the medina it's also. Im lo hitzi dam. But if he has an intent to by wrapping around the gemi, he wants to be moitzi dam. Kan v'kan also. So the b'migdosh it's also also. Zukt Rashi, koirech ole gemi, va'af al pi shagemi merape samake. So there's a chiddush over here, that the gemi is merape the market. is hoy yol vahashte mi yetzerech avoidehi, since this is a tzerech avoideh, the love, oirech are, sheteiro makosoi ima avoideh, it's not a kvoid shamayim. That the koyin, who shluchi the rachmone, should look all bruised up, is mechasa oiso begeni. So he's permitted to be mechaset begeni. Avoloi bemedine, shemerape beshabes, rupu beshabes, shfusi vaosa. Now, l'cheir I had a shtikel ha'ore on this Mishnah. Rashi says that why is he koir ha'legemi? He's koir ha'legemi because to love oirech are shetire makosoi ima avoide. Shetire makosoi ima avoide. The reason he's putting the gemi is he has a legitimate reason. He's doing it not l'shem refuah. He's doing it alt shleitero makosoi ima avoide. Now let us clear a chakira. If a person, let us speak about b'medine. Let's say a person is a makovedik person, and to walk out with a makeh, it's not lefi kvoido. She wants to put a gemi there. The same reason shaloi tero makos b'medine. Will this be mutter? So the rehitas hadvorim. It seems that b'medine. We're talking about the same case, that means the same tzio that we have in Migdosh, we have in Medina. That means, we're not talking about two different cases, but Medina put it on L'Shem Refuah. If Medina put it on L'Shem Refuah, it's also, so Medina put it on L'Shem Refuah, it's also. So L'Cheire, we are speaking about that he put it on L'Shem Shalei Tiro Makosoi. V'afal Pikein, so that's him, he doesn't even have a kavonah to be merap himself. Because it's Vod Merape. So this also goes into the gather of Shrika Samamon. So why is the Mutter B'Migdosh? I'll say in Shvus B'Migdosh. L'cheire, that's Pshat in the Mishnah. Now this is Pshat in the Mishnah, it's a Moiradik Echidish. That the Issa Refua is, even if I'm, that the Issa Refua is, even if I'm not Mechavid L'Refua. But since it's a Dover HaMerape, it is also. L'cheiret mucha from the Mishnah. So moir di kechidish. Later I saw the Gain Yaakov. The Gain Yaakov clears it for a shayla. Gain Yaakov clears, should we say the heter is als b'migdosh, als ein shvus b'migdosh. Or he says, maybe, since it's not nikir, he's doing it l'refuah, that's why it's mutter. I think he has such a tzah. That's why it's mutter. So it's mutter fakert. Just like we had We had in Mesachta Shabbos, whenever it's not Nikah, someone is doing it l'refu, it's mutter. So that's why here it's not Nikah, he's doing it l'refu. So dachsim it's a pella. So why be Medina is it also? Why be Medina is it also? If he says the heter is not al tzayin shvus b'migdash, this is no issa taka b'ikar adin, because it's not Nikah, he's doing it l'refu. So this halacha applies in the Medina also. Unless you'll say that Medina, there's no such inyan, but I mean, there is such an inyan. I mean, Mehechet Taisi has not only, just like there's a kvoida avoida, there's a mensha taken the covet also. He feels embarrassed to show he's all bruised up. Ve'im lohitzi da, shemahatko begemi kde lohitzi doma, kan vekan also, she'ein ze tzorech avoida. It's not a tzorech avoida to take out the dam. The whole heter is al tzeirich avoide. Here also we see l'chayre that before the heter was al tzeirich avoide, al tzein shvus b'midish. Void avale choyvul v'av meloch elay mishteri legabay. Oma Rav Yehuda berei de Rav Chiya. Lo yishonu ela gemi. That a kohen is only permitted to put on a gemi on his etzpa. Aval tzilzul cotton. A small belt. Have a yitta begodim. Then he's not permitted to put that on because this is a teres beggar. So a male is not allowed to do that vayde because it's yitta begodim. That's what Rabbi Yehuda bereid Rabbi Chiya. Rabbi Yochanan Omar loy omru yitta begodim ela bemokim begodim. If he's wearing it, bemokim begodim, where that's a mocking, that there should have been a beggar over there, then there's an Isra of Yitra Begodim. Aval Shaloi b'mokim begodim, but if he's putting it on a place where there's no din beggar, they have a Yitra Begodim. So then there's no Isra of Yitra Begodim. Es yitte begodem would be if he puts on two mechnosayim. So this is a mocking that needs begodem. He put on an extra beged. So then it's eis yitte begodem. But he's putting on a beged in a place where there's no tzoyrech lilboish bigdei kohunim. So memele, so then there's no issue of yitte begodem. That's the machlokes Rabbi Yochanan and the Bereid Rabchi. Let us see Rashi. Tziltzol kotten, ezer kotten noa. K'moi, most as in soite, hi chogra be tziltzol the soite. The last bendel. Ave yitte begodim. Vetanya vishchitas kotchen. Bekshayni lo vashnei mechnasnayim shnei abneitim. Uchosar achas. Oyoyser achas. Or one extra beged. Oyshoyser loyritiyo. Al gabi psoroi. Amakas psoroi. Tachas bigdoi. Povedavoi davidose psula. The last one is also als chitzitze. Vyav lohosem ikroi. They are in a kehanim, bikihunam, with their big neck kahune, claim a big, they had it as cooking lamb. Yeah, ha koyin had it shalavas big day koyin godl, vova davidose psula. Dahainu yitub godim. Is loy omru baise mishne yitub godim, elas abyechzes alba mokim godim, abshalay be mokim godim. Going be etzpa, loy havi yito begodim. Look to Gemara. Yeah, finished. So here we have machloikis, Rabbi Yoichin and Rabbi Yudah bereid Rabbi Chiyah. Look to Gemara weiter, be teipa klei, mishum chatzitzem. Frag to Gemara, teipa klei, mishum chatzitzem, lochoyre, why is this gemi? Why is this gemi? Mutter, lochayretz, chaytzitz, and da, voide, taka, there's no shayla, b'yitza, begodim. It's a gemi, or tzlai, b'mokim, begodim, but b'shas, he's doing a voide, it's chaytzitz, b'ayn, b'soroi, to the klishor, it's whatever he's doing. And for the Gemara, b'smoil, it's speaking about that the mark is on his left hand. You don't do a voide in the left hand, the voide is b'yamin. Inami b'yamin, v'shaloi b'mokem avoyde. It's on top of the etzpa. So the mele, so on top of mokem avoyde, it's not in chatzitz. Upligi derove, as now the Gemara says, Rabbi Yochanan is chaylik al afan rove. It's what Rabbi Yochanan said. Rabbi Yochanan said, shaloi b'mokem begodim, there's not in of yitza begodim. The omar rove, omar avchizde, b'mokem begodim, b'mokem begodim, a place where one needs big day kohune. The person will be one thread underneath the beged, so it's chaytzes, because it's achtitze beim psorei lebegodim. Shaloi b'mokim begodim. But what if he has something shaloi b'mokim begodim? Then the din is shalosh al shalosh chaytzes. If it's shalosh al shalosh, which has a teiras beged, so chaytzes says Rashi says it's labdav. It doesn't mean chatzitze. It means that it's passes al tzitze begodim. So we see that Rove is chaylik and Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan said, "There's no psul of yitza begodim shalei bebakim begodim." And Rove says, "If it has a teiras beged, there is a psul of yitza begodim." Ever the Gemara at Rabbi Yochanan vade pligi. That's for sure. Rabbi Yochanan vade pligi, Rabbi Yehuda bereid Rabbi Chiye, minayma pligi. But Rabbi Yehuda bereid Rabbi Chiye, minayma pligi. So the Gemara says, is Rove Choylik and Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda said that a tziltzul is also poslatzita begodim. And Rove said, you need shalosh al shalosh. So is there also a machloikis between Rove and Rabbi Yehuda bereid Rabbi Chiye? So the Gemara says, no, shani tziltzul kotten the choshev. No, tziltzul kotten is achshivis, even though there's never shir beged, there's also an issur of yitur begodim. So trashi yupligi, ho de rabbi yoich, no mashlei bebokim begodim, no havi yitur begodim. Yeah, vafilu beged, gimel al gimel mash medulei posel adarov, edo oma bemokim begodim, afilu nimachas chetzet, svar vagav dem shim yitur begodim, lekele meima, doha la beged hu, chatzitze miyahabed, achsi vimich, nisei bad yul beshar besoim, shlei dover chetzet. Gimel al gimel chayitzitzayt. Given the beged mikri, have a yitah begodim. V'hai de noket b'loshen chatzitze. Why, if he's speaking about yitah begodim, why do you say loshen chatzitze? Mishum d'reisha, ayre, b'di ma'achas. במוקים בגודם, למוצל מסנאיו ייתה בגודם, בלה בגדו. So there the psula is alt chatzitze. So yostas chatzitze, by gimel al gimel. But there the psula is not chatzitze, the psula is yita begodim. Vagis me gimel ein chaitze, so is the aidi lechoshe beged, yita begodim, enka, the la begedu. The chatzitze nami enka, the shloi bemokim begodim, the shloi bemokim avoide. So the mohad rabbi yoich, the badi pligi ho, the rove kdamoran, shloi bemokim begodim. Rabbi yoich, nin lechoshe yita klau. אפילו בבגד גודל, של רבי יחנן הולד בכלל, זה לא דין אביתה בגודם. עד רבי יהודה וראי דרב חי ימיני מפליגי, עוד הרובה דאומר שלוי במוקים בגודם, פורחז מגימול אין חייצצי, והיא עומד הציל צורקות מחייץ, ואף על גב להבי שולי של שולי. ובדגמורה, ציל צורקות, no, so that's what more says, since it's חושב, since it is choshuv, so memele, so it could be he's moide to Rabbi Yehuda b'Rei d'Rabbi Chiya.